Welcome, Tale Tellers, to today's episode. It's a no sleep that is simply titled Handles by Life is Strange Me Too. Moving past the many puns that this name conjures up, the story presents a really unique perspective on the world we live in and what makes us tick. You know what helps me continue ticking? Fan support. So let's jump right in to shoutouts. Troy Shaw, you awesome guy you, thank you for your quality control. He found a skip in my last one and I fixed it straight away. Cheers mate, your keen ears are helping. Arkan brother, thanks mate for your input and your support. Looking forward to our future stories together, can't wait. Not ready to adult, gotta say, thank you so much for not only the support, but allowing me to narrate one of your stories. Cheers, it was an absolute pleasure reading your work. Sin, you superstar. Thanks for the episode likes. You're keeping this channel's blood pumping. Cheers. The Mad Catter, a voiceover actor and solid narrator. Check out his channel. He's great. And the Crazy Town podcast. Those guys are awesome. Check out their latest episode. It's Inventing New Animals and Don't Prank Cops. Great channel. Check them out as well. Well, if you've had a bad day, or you're just extremely bored or doing the ironing, let this story spice your day up. Relax, turn the sound up, and listen to something different. The first time I saw one of the handles, I thought I was hallucinating. My mother had just woken me up for school, and when she turned to leave the room, I saw a big brass handle sticking out of the back of her head. The hair around it was matted with blood from where it plunged into her head, and it was slowly and steadily revolving like one of those old-fashioned wind-up toys. Before I could process what I'd seen, my little sister ran into my room screaming, "Wake up, Lazy!" and started spinning around in circles as he jumped on my bed. She had a handle too, a small silver one that poked through her dark hair, spinning so fast that it was nearly just a silvery blur, flicking little drops of blood around as it spun. When I went to school that day, I saw that everybody had a handle, some silver, some brass, some copper, and some even gold. Most of the students had a small silver one like my sister, spinning so fast you could hardly see them, and most of the adults had handles that spun slowly and steadily like my mother's. The old history teacher, Mr. Binns, had a big copper handle that was creaking so slowly it looked like it could stop at any moment. Being young and stupid and wanting to know what would happen if I touched one, I figured Mr. Binns would be the safest choice. After class, I walked up behind him and grabbed hold of his handle. As soon as I touched it, Mr. Binns let out a loud gasp and collapsed like wet paper. His handle had stopped and fallen out of the back of his head. There was black smoke escaping from the hole it left. Someone called an ambulance and the paramedics pronounced him dead on arrival. They later said that it was a brain aneurysm and that he died instantly. But I felt responsible. Whether it had been my fault or not, I resolved never to touch another handle again. Well, that resolve lasted until my first girlfriend. I was still young and stupid, and it's amazing what pouty lips and a nice butt can do to your decision-making skills. After all, I couldn't be totally sure that it was really me who'd caused Mr. Binns' death. I told myself that we could be together as long as I was extra careful never to touch her handle. But of course, as anyone but me could have foreseen, I messed up. One night, while we were running our hands all over each other, I strayed just a little too far. I'd no sooner felt my hand brush the cold metal than she collapsed on top of me. Her breathing went from hot and fast to wheezing gasps to nothing at all in the span of a few seconds. I panicked and did the first thing that came to my mind. I seized her handle in my hand and began cranking it back with all my might. When I couldn't force it back anymore, I let it go and it started spinning again, but slowly. Her breath came back to her, but she never woke up again. She died 2 days later. And when I tried to crank her handle up again, it just came off in my hands. And that awful black smoke poured out of the back of her head. I took her death a lot harder than Mr. Binns. I became a shut-in, swore that I'd never accidentally touch anyone else's handle again. And that's how I've been living ever since. It's not easy, but I get by. I work from home, and I get supplementary disability checks from the government. My existence has been tolerable monotony, until yesterday morning when I noticed something strange. Overnight, my own handle had gone from one that was small, fast, and silver, to a large copper one that spun so slowly it was barely moving. I never knew that facing death would hit me this hard. After all, my life has been spent in loneliness and misery. Yet, there's something about the imminent finality of total nothingness that makes you want to drink in every detail around you. Every sight, every sound, every touch is like a tiny droplet of water to a man dying of thirst. And so, I decided to break my rule, and to set out and enjoy my last few days on Earth. But I've since seen something strange, something that I cannot explain. Every person I've seen since leaving the house has the same big copper handle as mine, and they're all spinning in sync, so slowly they could stop at any moment.
Wow, what an awesome story, unique, and with a solid and original ending. I might be able to get the author's insight on the end of the story, but if everyone's handles are slowing down, and are made of copper, there must be an impending crisis, right? Chemicals? Meteors? I like to think meteors. Earthquakes? Who knows? What do you think? This was a great story by Life is Strange Me Too, and in the description to this podcast, I've included the author's Facebook link for you as well. So if you want to find out more about the author, just check it out. Okay, don't skip just yet. This channel is dedicated to sharing stories from all around the world, and I need your support to make it happen. If you've enjoyed this episode, take 2 seconds to click that like button, share it, repost it, spread it around, and let others enjoy free stories from around the world. Nothing quite like spreading creative content. It's something I'm really, really passionate about. For those of you that have already rated this on iTunes, thank you. It's helping. It really is. For those of you who are listening on iTunes and haven't yet rated, if you're able to find some time to rate the channel, I'd be super grateful. Your input has major long-term positive effects on this channel, and thank you all for listening. Well, tale tellers, this is the place where stories live and you tale tellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.